Breakfast with Joe Forrester and Harry Seal.
91.8 Hayes FM.
That's right, this is The Breakfast Show with me, Joe Forrester, Harry Seal. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Joe.
You just had Agnes release me after your national news and your weather and travel. We've been joined in the studio by Gabriella Rigo, singer, songwriter, musician extraordinaire. Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, we're very good. You were just sympathising with us for our early starts.
Yes, I was.
We appreciate that.
I thought you had to get that in.
Yeah, no, I like it.
As much sympathy as possible.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, I'm up at five. It's such an hard life.
Yes.
After this, I'm down the mines.
Yes.
No, he's going to the gym.
Oh, is he going to the gym?
Yeah.
Is he? That's why he's dressed like such a wally, isn't he?
Anyway, we're not here to talk about my attire.
We are.
Right, Gabriella's 19 years old. She's on a gap year at the moment. You're of Portuguese descent. Is that right, Gabriella?
Yeah, that's right. Both my parents are Portuguese.
And can you tell us, you're a singer-songwriter, can you tell us a little bit about sort of what your music's all about, really?
Well, I try to write from like either personal experience or things that I've heard from either my friends or my family and that. Yeah, I sort of like writing sort of, not necessarily love songs, but things that are sort of close to the heart, if you like to say it like that.
Fair enough. Yeah, we've been listening to a couple of your songs. Me and Harry were moved.
Yeah, we were listening this morning. We were touched, weren't we? I like that. Do you kind of put a lot of emphasis on the lyrics? Because we were talking yesterday about kind of a lot of songs coming out at the moment. It's just sort of like girls, clothes, cars, rhythms. And we were kind of saying that that's sort of lacking something, we thought. And we're quite fond of music that kind of means something.
Mm. Yeah, I like to write about things that mean something to me.
Yeah.
And what are your musical influences, would you say?
Well, I like sort of Latino-y kind of music, but like Jennifer Lopez, she's like one of my favourite artists of all time. Christina Aguilera, Alicia Keys, she's fantastic.
Mm.
A bit of Beyonce as well. Yeah.
And you're in the Open Mic UK competition.
I am, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I got my through the auditions about a month ago in Brighton because I missed the Hayes auditions, and so I had to kind of trek down there. My regional final is next Saturday, the 30th. So,
do you sing your own songs?
I do, yeah, but I also sing covers because I haven't written that many songs.
Do you sing covers at the open mic auditions, or do you sing your own songs?
I sang a cover,
for the
audition, and I'm singing one again.
This is the regional stage.
Yeah.
But you're from Hayes, but you're at the Brighton auditions. Is there not going to be absolute uproar in Brighton? <you get through>?
Maybe.
This is disgusting. Go to Hayes, qualify through your auditions.
Yeah, well, I couldn't because I was late.
I don't think Mr. and Mrs. Brighton are going to kind of be happy with that.
I know.
Yeah, because that's the mayor of Brighton and his
wife. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Brighton.
So what's the final stage of it? How does it end, the Open Mic UK competition?
What it is it's like, okay, so I've got my regional final next Saturday. If I get through, it's the area final. And then after the area final, it's the live final, which is in the O2 Arena. And it's like you sort of battle it against everyone, and then they choose a winner. And the winner gets like a recording contract.
How many people get down to that stage
The O2? I'm not too sure, actually, because they don't really sort of say.
Yeah.
But I think...
Just taking it a step at a time, Gabriella.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I am. Yeah, I've got to focus.
Not looking too far ahead. Get through this. Next stage.
It is quite big though, because you're not the first guest we've had who's been involved with it.
No, that's true, Joe.
Because it's
well done for remembering that.
Thank you. Yeah,
and pointing that out live on air.
Yeah, my brain worked. Well, no, I'm saying it's a big competition.
Well, no,
isn't it?
It most certainly is.
And you're a local girl, aren't you? Born in Hillingdon Hospital.
I was indeed. Yeah.
That's a weird fact. You're a local girl born in Hillingdon Hospital.
That makes you local.
Not that I was lurking around there all nothing back in, I don't know, circa 1992.
I wasn't there as a toddler.
Well, you're not. How do you know, then?
Doing admin. No. Also, you...
That's weird, though, isn't it? Not say you're from Hillingdon or you're from such and such a place. You were born in Hillingdon Hospital.
Yeah, but, Harry, you make notes about a guest, don't you? And then you go through them. That's how you interview someone, isn't
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have told
me. And what is helpful is when you butt in. Also, you play...
I like to make your job as hard as possible.
Brilliant. You play the piano as well, don't you?
I do, but I'm a bit rubbish. That's sort of, yeah.
Well, I mean, is that something that you want to do, like Alicia Keys style, like playing it on stage?
Yeah, well, like, because I've obviously taken my gap year, I want to get back into it and start to actually read the music, because before I just sort of learn the pieces and play them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can play a few songs, but nothing, like, full or whatever, yeah.
Just
bits and bobs.
No sort of Elton John style stuff.
No.
Like dressed up as a magician.
Maybe one day.
Maybe you should do that. That could be your thing, couldn't it?
What, a magician?
Dress up as a wizard.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Gabriella the Wizard on the piano.
So what's the dream then? Where would you like to be?
I'd like to be out there somewhere singing where everyone knows my stuff, and a bit of Alicia Keys up there, you know.
Is that what you you want to be famous for? People sort of would you rather be known or people appreciate you?
No, appreciated. I'd rather people know my
Correct
music
answer.
And know my lyrics and where they come from than be big and just be like, yeah, she's that girl that sings.
And be big. Yeah.
Who knows, maybe one day judge.
If you want to be big, just get some massive, massive platform shoes, isn't it?
Yeah. Brilliant, you're on fire.
It's harder to be appreciated.
You're on fire today, aren't you?
Have you tried on platform heels before?
Yeah. Oh, I got some in my bag, in my satchel.
Yeah, of course he has.
Oh, right, dandy.
Harry, you thought I gave a weird fact before.
Well, what's this weird fact?
Why is your car called Hilda?
Do you know what? I don't even know. I just thought it
you're
was such
a creep.
Cool
are you some
name.
Kind of stalker?
No, you know.
See, the thing is, I make Joe look weirder than he is because I know all this stuff as well.
This is what you do
because
notes.
I've obviously read the brief too. But then when he comes out with it on air, I try and.
Yeah, no, whatever. It's brilliant. And also, this made me and Harry laugh earlier. Sometimes when you're singing in the bathroom with the window open, you can be heard from across the road and you drink about 4 cups of tea a day.
Yeah, no, I love tea.
Yeah,
but actually, as soon as you came in, I said, do you want coffee? He said, no. And I said, oh, that's good, because the coffee's rubbish anyway. Mm. I don't think I said rubbish. I think I used an expletive, because I'm a bit of a potty mouth. But she said, oh, you want to drink tea? That's the way forward.
So so you're on a gap year at the moment, and you were studying, right, Portuguese and Brazilian studies with English literature and language.
Yeah.
At KCL.
Yeah.
That's King's College London for you, Harry.
That is. Yeah. I know that. I know that. No.
And so what's the plan? I mean, even if the music, like, sort of really takes off, imagine, really quickly, would you keep up with the studies?
I would like to. I mean, if it went really fast, the music and that, I would like to sort of do it part-time at least. I mean, I know it takes like 5-6 years to do that because it's a 4-year course. Mm. But I mean, I've done my first year. But yeah, I want to take this year just to focus on it a bit. And then next year, maybe sort of do the part-time, like studies alongside it and just see if I can still sort of keep up with the music as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I think, Harry, we can agree Gabrielle is going to be a big success.
Most certainly.
Wish her all the luck in the world at the open mic competition, don't we?
We do, we certainly do.
If people want to find out more about you, what do they need to do?
They need to go on Facebook, so I've got a bit of a fan page on there. It's facebook.com/Gabby.Rego, R-E-G-O.
Okay, yeah, and join Gabriella's fan page now. We're going to listen to one of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
Right, can you tell us a little... It's Life Goes On. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, it's kind of a bit like, yeah, private. No, it's not really private, but... No, it's not about me, that's what I mean. Like,
oh, it's about someone else?
Yeah.
Is it just scathing attack on somebody?
It's about someone else. I don't really want to bait him.
Don't want to go into that in too much detail.
I thought you'd made the mistake of sort of recording like a diary and releasing it as a song.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So this is one of Gabriella's songs. It's called Life Goes On. Have a listen. Me and Harry were listening earlier in the office, weren't we?
We thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah. We listened out there on that little computer just out there.
Shared a pair of headphones.
Yeah, we did share them. And an ear each.
I feel we've grown closer because of it.
We have. We're now in love and we may kiss on the mouth after the show.
Yeah. So this is Gabriella Rego, Life Goes On.